Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up after the news at the top of the hour, Ted Koppel. Now an open mic for your Mets fans' lament. 212-433-WNYC. Are you going through the five stages of grief? You know them. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. Where are you today? Are some of you still in the denial stage? It's a little late for that, you know. But will you be looking up the playoffs TV schedule, expecting somewhere to find Mets versus Cubs on TBS? How about anger? Was Tom Glavine yesterday just too nonchalant about his seven-run meltdown? After all the money you spent on tickets and T-shirts and foam fingers, and all he can say to you is, well, I'm not devastated. You go out there the next day, try to do better. I've had a long career. Are you bargaining? If only I can have back that one time Jose Reyes didn't run out a ground ball, that one Billy Wagner blown save, fastball high in the zone, home run pitch. The depression, that's where most of you probably are because it's just too early for acceptance. I saw the crying Mets fans sitting in the stands for a half hour after the game ended yesterday, waiting in vain for the team to come back out and thank the fans as they traditionally do at the end of the last home game, but maybe the players were in their own sixth stage of grief, embarrassment for the worst September collapse in baseball history. So for you, it's an open mic for your Mets fans' lament. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Liz in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Brian.
How you feeling?
Well, I am a combination of depressed, particularly because I'm married to a Cubs fan. I'm embarrassed, but I'm actually embarrassed by how the Mets fans booed Glavine. Yes, he, you know, had a disastrous outing, but he had a lot of no decisions this year in games where he left with a lead and the Mets didn't come through for him, and he has always been a pretty sportsmanlike and gentlemanly person, and I just thought that was really low by the fans. So.
I was surprised to hear the booing. You know, I could see them booing his post-game comments, but hey, you know, the guy is a class act, always has been. He goes out and does his best.
Yep.
I mean, it's not like he wasn't trying. You can boo somebody for not running out of pop fly, something like that, but you go out and you do your best and it doesn't work that day. Where exactly did he earn the boos?
Yeah, you know, I'm with you. I agree completely. And as I said, there were also several games this year where he left with a lead and, you know, the rest of the team didn't come through for him.
Thanks for starting us off, Liz.
You're welcome.
Nicholas in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nicholas. Which phase of grief are you in?
Oh, most certainly still in the anger phase.
Oh, you're still caught, huh?
I would say, I would prefer to say, I know somebody else set out what these phases are, but I think sadness, I guess that's what they mean when they say depression, but yeah, I thought I'd just skip over the denial. There's no denying it. I think I could see it coming from quite a number of weeks back, if not months. And they started off feeling much like the team they were last year, and then one, you know, felt the change coming over them. And
now, I should disclose here, I am a Mets fan, but a bigger Yankees fan. So personally, I'm more excited about my first team than bummed about my second team. But I do love both teams.
That's hedging your bets between the two.
I actually am a New York team. Grew up with both teams, and I'm one of those rare people who's in for both. And I was almost crying for my fellow fans on the screen, more than for the players watching on TV yesterday. And it got me to thinking about the emotional connection we have to these millionaires playing ball. So,
oh, absolutely. My fiance and I like to joke about who we'd most like to have over for dinner. So, I mean, we really do treat it as though we know them.
Yeah, and she's like Reinhold Niebuhr, and you're like Carlos Delgado.
You know, I think she said Glavine, actually, and I think I said John Main. I like his voice, and he seems pretty intelligent.
Okay, thanks. But, thanks for your call, Nicholas.
Thank you.
Hope you get over. Kathy in Hoboken, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Listen, I have tremendous compassion for Mets fans because I've been a Cubs fan all my life. And I question if it's really the worst collapse in September history, because I clearly remember when I was 12 crying into my pillow on my top bunk because the Cubs were 11 games ahead at the end of the season, and they had a 15-game losing streak
wow.
in 1969, and that's when...
When the Mets overtook them.
The amazing thing, and broke my heart.
Yeah, so, well, you know, but then
that's
now...
That's my question. Now, is it really the worst collapse? Because I say the Cubs hold that record.
Good question. Maybe it's media hype. And you Yankee fans, though, if you're the kind of Yankee fan that's experiencing Schadenfreude today, dancing on the Mets' grave, just remember... Merely 3 years ago, the worst postseason collapse in the history of baseball after the Yankees were up 3-0 to the Red Sox
Correct.
In the ALCS. But as a Cubs fan, Kathy, I
yes, sir.
There's a difference between sadness, as the previous caller put it, which is a fleeting thing, and depression, which is when it grinds into a permanent foundation of your soul. And isn't this the 100th anniversary of the Cubs not winning the World Series?
Probably. Cubs fans aren't depressed.
How do you
Cubs
do it? How do you
loyal.
Go back year after
Cubs
year?
Cubs fans are loyal.
No realistic expectations.
You can't because...
Hopelessness.
Why be depressed? We're loyal, and we always have hope. And if you go to Wrigley Field and you see the ivy on the wall, and, you know, you're 10 years old, and Randy Hundley signed your program, and you catch a foul ball, it's all about that.
Kathy,
it's
thank
all about Wrigley Field. It's all about Chicago. It's all about being loyal.
I think a few more sessions.
My cousin Dean, when the Bears lost the Super Bowl last season, he turned the game off and he goes, well, however, you know, so many days to baseball season.
A few more sessions with your therapist, Kathy. I think you'll be okay. I think you've turned the corner. Kathy at Hoboken, thanks a lot. An open mic for Mets fans laments. Are you going through the five stages of grief? Which one are you in today? 212-433-WNYC, but our lines are full. David in New Brunswick here on WNYC. Hi, David.
Hi, Brian.
Where are you, David?
Thanks for this opportunity. Well,
open mic.
I just feel horrible for Willie. And I see my grandmother, she came back from... Richmond, Virginia, would say to you, shame on you, Brian, for rooting for the Yankees in our household after Jackie Robinson. The only team you could ever root for was the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Yeah, but you know, I really became a Yankees fan during those late 70s teams when they were the sign of urban defiance.
Absolutely.
When everybody was writing off the South Bronx as not worthy
yes.
of human respect.
You are right. And I became a closet fan
and
myself.
And the Mets represented the suburbs of Queens, and the Yankees were the...
Yeah. I feel sorry for Willie, Brian, because Willie didn't get out there going crazy with all the emotion, kicking dirt. Willie always said at the end of the game,
Here's an email, David. I'll let you answer this question. It says, dear all, what stage of grief is complete and utter disgust? Thanks for your call.
Take care, Brian.
Bob on Staten Island. You're on WNYC. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good. How you feeling?
Okay. I'm a big Met, very big Met fan. Followed them the entire season. And somehow I feel that it, not exactly magical, but there was just something greater than the Mets that took over in the last 3 weeks in particular. It's been an up-and-down season, but in the last 3 weeks, there was just this force that it was, like, inexplicable. The pitching was pretty easy to put your finger on because their relief pitching just imploded.
Don't give me analysis here. I want to know your emotional state.
I'm accepting it, and
you're the first person to acceptance. You should be very proud of yourself.
Well,
you've gone all the way through the five stages to acceptance, and it's not even 24 hours yet.
The great sports writer Red Smith once said, after a similar loss with another team, said, a child did not die. And I think that kind of sums up my, I love baseball, but it's only a diversion. It's not real life.
And there was the upside, the little reality check of what Tom Glavine said after the game yesterday when he was asked if he was devastated. He said, well, I wouldn't use the word devastated. I would save that for bigger things than a game.
I heard that.
And so we'll give him his props on that. But here's another stage of grief. Here's an email from someone else that says, I'm crushed, angry, reeling. But I think most of us Mets fans were a bit, here it is, delusional over the past 2 months because the Mets were a below 500 team since June 1st.
That's true. They were just about a 500 team for until the last couple days, and then they've gone below it. But they were a great team in a lot of ways, and they just something, I mean, to have a losing streak like this at the end of the season, it was just one of those fickle finger of baseball fate things, and I just think it was beyond them, it was beyond anything, and I don't blame anybody.
Bob, thanks for calling.
Okay,
and
bye-bye.
You're a very healthy guy. Marie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marie.
Hi.
Are you as well-adjusted as Bob in Staten Island?
I really am,
uh-oh,
I have to say. And, you know, I could be the spoiler here, but I just wonder
You think dead children are more important than the Mets losing the division?
You know, I just sort of feel like they're not that upset. And I wonder how much, and if my husband is listening, he's going to kill me because I always have this argument throughout the year, you know, how much they get paid and how much that factors into it. I mean, these guys are superstars and they get paid anyway and they lose and, you know, they just sort of go on and the fans are devastated. We put so much into it. People pay so much money to go to the game.
How many foam fingers has your family bought?
We have no foam
fingers. Foam fingers. But, you know, they always get told, don't get too up or too down after one game. You play every day for 6 months. But at the end of this, they could have come out of the dugout like they typically do at the end of the season. Or Glavine could have taken the microphone and just gone one little step further and said, folks, we're sorry. We tried our best. We did what we could. We love you. We're so glad you love us and support us. We're so sorry it didn't work out, but we really tried.
Exactly.
Instead, they shrugged.
Exactly. And even, you know, I noticed Reyes. I think he had the second of the last three outs, if I'm remembering correctly, in the last inning.
Yeah,
and
right. Didn't run it out.
He didn't run it out. And it's like, you know what? I'm done. If this guy can't run to first base, at least try for all the fans that are there waiting until the final out of the ninth inning.
Marie's done.
I'm done.
Accepting, but maybe a little harder than she was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Marie, thank you. And thanks for all of your calls on this Mets fans lament.